Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we again find our attention turned to the subject of torture. We turn our attention to the Senate Intelligence Committee's five-year investigation and 6,000-page report on the CIA's capture and interrogation of people suspected of terrorism right after the 9/11 attacks. Torture, in other words, the third time we have visited this subject. I pointed out in my other podcast that the report, the Senate Intelligence Committee's report, is very partisan, and it is being used as a political weapon. But with that said, I want to use this podcast to voice my strong opposition to the subject of torture, to the torture of other human beings. I'm opposed to it. I want to make that very clear. What kinds of things am I opposed to? The kinds of things the Senate committee calls torture, but the CIA calls enhanced interrogation techniques. I have now had a chance to study the 525-page summary of the 6,000 pages pretty carefully. It makes me wonder, how gruesome is the other 5,475 pages? As I go over this, keep in mind that 26 of the 119 prisoners highlighted in this report did not even meet the CIA's description of what person should be detained and what person might have useful information for them. Now, I want to go on record in opposition to some of the practices described in this report, some of the practices that the CIA was apparently using against these detained people. I'm opposed to what the CIA calls, quote, rectal feeding. Apparently, detainees were told to bend over, and a lunch tray, quote, consisting of hummus, pasta with sauce, nuts, and raisins was pureed and rectally infused, end quote. I'm opposed to chaining a detainee half naked to a floor until he freezes to death, forcing detainees into cramped coffin-like boxes for long periods of time, forcing detainees to drink a mixture called Ensure by pouring it down their throats, forcing detainees to wear diapers for several days, waterboarding detainees to the edge of death, then rectally rehydrating them, keeping detainees in permanent light or darkness, strapping detainees' arms behind their backs and suspending them in the air by a rope attached to their wrist, which usually dislocated both their arms, keeping detainees sitting on the floor with legs extended and arms raised overhead for long periods of time. Anal penetration of detainees with various objects, usually glass bottles, prolonged shackling, prolonged nakedness, threats of rape, piling naked prisoners on top of each other and sitting on top of them. These are just some of the practices the report chose to release to the public. One wonders what was in the other 5,475 pages deemed too sensitive to release. Do the good guys, the shining light on the hill, the exceptional nation, the indispensable nation, do they torture people? I like to think there was a time when we could answer no to that question. After all, we hanged Japanese war criminals for torturing American prisoners. Some World War II veterans still will not buy a Japanese car because of it. The point is that people who do these things are not liked around the world or respected. They are hated. They are despised and looked at as Nazis. Anyway, when did we decide that it was okay to behave like those we are fighting, i.e. like terrorists? My opinion on torture was formed a long time ago, folks, as I hope everyone with a speck of morality was at the same time. The FBI had a chance to engage in this behavior also. They chose to pass on the deal, but the CIA did not. People should pay a price for that decision and for that behavior. But who would do this to other human beings? What kind of person would torture his fellow human beings. According to this report, it was individuals who, among other things, quote, had engaged in inappropriate detainee interrogations and workplace anger management issues, and those who had admitted to sexual assaults, end quote. These are the kinds of people they assigned this duty to, folks. Criminals, in other words. Criminals and psychopaths. The dregs of the agency. The world has seen our worst side. And now it needs to see us do something about it. If you or a member of your family ever served in the military, how would you like it? How would you like this treatment? How would you like to think about your son or daughter enduring it? Now every member of the armed services lives with this over his head as he goes into battle for the United States. Apparently, Vice President Cheney, Dick Cheney, was the White House point man for this practice. When asked about the report, he said, quote, the report is full of crap, end quote. And another question, quote, the CIA did a hell of a job, he said. They deserve our gratitude, end quote. Well, torture is illegal under international law, and it is a violation of the Geneva Convention. The U.S. was one of 156 nations who signed these treaties. They signed off on them. Those who favor torture. Think of that, folks. Those people say these prisoners were not covered by the Geneva Convention because they were illegal combatants. That's Dick Cheney's answer. That is what he says. They were illegal combatants and so not covered by the Geneva Convention. Well, to that I say BS. I wish I could make it stronger, but that's not appropriate for this report. It was a global war on terrorism, as the president constantly told us. Global war, to say they're not real combatants is really very ridiculous indeed. It was against the law, folks. It's against the Constitution, and it's against the Geneva Convention. Let's let the law take its course. That's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.